Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Democrats rule the roost in Carson City. While their first point of order was to ostensibly battle crime by addressing the sale of firearms between law-abiding citizens, they've now come up with proposed legislation that would ease punishments for certain crimes and would allow offenders who violate certain parts of their probation to avoid having their probation revoked. Prosecutors and law enforcement officials say these proposals would actually compromise public safety. Now, lawmakers who support this legislation are saying they want to lower recidivism rates, decrease the prison population, and help offenders reenter society. So, as Las Vegas Metro Police Department lobbyist Chuck Calloway has warned, we're going to reduce crime penalties to save money on jail beds. Now, the fallout from these proposals could increase certain crimes. Calloway says, quote, "You come to Las Vegas and you're victimized. You're not going to come back here," end of quote. So what are some of the proposals that Nevada Democrats say will advance their vision of criminal justice reform? We'll take a look at just a few. In order to give a greater sense of proportionality to certain crimes, Democrats would amend the burglary statute to impose lighter penalties for entering a vehicle as opposed to entering a home, an incentive to prowl neighborhoods late at night to find the cars that would be easiest to scavenge. If you enter a car that is unlocked and unoccupied, why should you get more than a slap on the hand? Now, Democrats would like to raise the threshold for a grand larceny conviction. Instead of the current law that classifies the theft as a felony, if the amount stolen is more than $650, they're recommending to raise the level to $2,000. Lesser amounts would be classified as a misdemeanor. They would reduce the maximum probation sentence that can be ordered. Instead of current Nevada law that allows probation for up to 5 years, they want probation caps of 3 years for Category B felonies and as low as 1 year for gross misdemeanors. They want limits put on time spent in prison for so-called technical parole violations. That would include violations that don't quite rise to the level of a new crime. The threat of being returned to prison is one of the most forceful means the legal system has to persuade paroled criminals from committing violations of their parole. Democrats are suggesting that violating one's parole is not the serious issue we once thought it would be. Our legislators also suggest reinvesting in community supervision, treatment, and transitional housing. These are ideas that have a ring of logic. So there are areas that Democrats and Republicans can come to the table in terms of reform that's truly needed. But distractions that would ease punishments for certain crimes and that would allow offenders who violate certain parts of their probation to avoid having their probation revoked should be non-starters. Metro and other law enforcement agencies have worked tirelessly to combat crime. They've been successful in reducing various crime rates. As a hospitality community that counts on tourism to thrive, criminal behavior has to be taken seriously. Once again, as police lobbyist Chuck Calloway warned, quote, "You come to Las Vegas and you're victimized, you're not going to come back here," end of quote. He's right. Let your legislator know that we cannot afford for that to happen. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.